Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Stay tuned, Kathy DeBono, Jill Bennett, coming up for you.
Thank you so much for going through all these hurdles for us. It's good to have you on the line.
Of course.
So pretty much me and Natalie have devised a rap song. We promised you we'd give you a rap song or a dance, but given radio... given radio is not really a visual medium, we had to kind of audio-fy it. So a rap song for you and Kathy DeBono will be premiering. Get ready.
Wow.
You're going to be blown away. Blown away.
I can't wait.
We expect you and Kathy to do a choreography to this dance, too, just so
okay.
You know.
And we will. If we get down there, we will put together, as we promised, we will dance for you.
Woohoo! It's on!
Perfect.
Now, Jill Bennett, thank you very much for joining us on Her Society. You are one of our favourite, and I know you hate this word, so lesbians in the whole wide world. So thank you for your time tonight. You've been busily touring around for your season two screening, if we have to stop now. How's it going?
It's going really well. We couldn't be happier with the response. We've been able to get to some of the screenings, not all of them, but the big ones, Frameline in San Francisco and Outfest in Los Angeles, Miami, and we are soon to play Tampa in October. I'm going to be going down to Tampa to hit the East Coast. It's been a great response to it, and we're so happy, obviously, that not only are we getting into these festivals, but that the festivals are embracing, a new media type of program. I mean, that we shot We Have to Stop Now as a web series, and we then edited it into more of a feature length movie. So it's sort of a hybrid and sort of a new thing, and we're really just very happy that they're embracing this new sort of format, I could call it.
Looking back over the 2 years to see We Have to Stop Now, where it started, like you said, it started off as a web series. Now it's built into this movie. Did you expect it to go as far as it has?
No, but we were very happy. I mean, we did the series because we just wanted to do something together, and we wanted to do it in the way that we wanted to do it. And we had spent quite a bit of time, the two of us, both separately and together, pitching our own projects around town, trying to get a big project off the ground, and it was just sort of a very frustrating experience. And we just decided we didn't need anybody, and we didn't need anybody to tell us yes or wait for anything. So we found a group of our very talented friends, and we said, why don't we just do this ourselves and see what happens? And that's exactly what we did. And then we were releasing, which is the, you know, one of the biggest gay and lesbian distributors in the world, and they made us an offer for distribution. And we were, of course, not expecting that. We weren't working toward that, but we, of course, were thrilled, and we took them up, and, you know, film festivals, DVD, and then season two came along. So, we weren't expecting it. It was sort of, you know, obviously it's in your dream of dreams to have it turn out the way that it did, so we were very pleased by that.
Well, congratulations on the success, Jill. And I have to say, when you gave me the copy of the series when I was in America, and I've been watching delightfully, what I really like about the series is it's not your traditional gay and lesbian storyline, because we've found with series that have been on TV or, you know, online, really, they kind of tackle the coming out issues or this is a gay couple, how do you feel? But you actually don't explore any of those issues. You actually go straight to the core of what the couple go through, and that's, you know, trying to uphold this demeanor, I guess, externally. I really, really like that unique look.
Oh, We purposely did not want a coming out story, not because it's not universal, but just because we've seen it done so often and frankly so well. I mean, it's been covered and it's been covered well. And also the beginning of the life coming out story. I mean, you know, again, other people are doing that and they're doing that well. And we're just sort of at a stage in our life where we're way past that. And we really just wanted to see more of an established lesbian couple and how they're dealing with each other and how they're dealing with their families. And we found, and the good news is the feedback that we've gotten from straight people is that they really liked the show and that they understood the show and they were, you know, pleasantly surprised by the fact that they got all the jokes and they have all the same problems that we have. And it was, you know, those are some of the best compliments that I could get. Of course, I want people in our community to love the show, but, you know, ideally, we want our stories to be universal to everybody.
Actually, taking a step outside your acting duties, you're hosting a charity poker tournament in Vegas for their Pride over there. What I love about America when Natalie and I came there a few months ago is you have Pride festivals everywhere. So you're hosting a poker one.
Yes, it's a big, it's Pride weekend in Vegas. And I believe this is the first year that they are building a sort of an entire party weekend around Pride. And it's going to be run by Pandora Events, which is sort of the East Coast, they're the East Coast version of Mariah Hansen. You know, Mariah's very West Coast oriented and Pandora Events are East Coast oriented, and they are coming to do a huge weekend. There's parties all weekend. It's very much like sort of a dinosaur in Vegas. And we have been wanting to do this poker tournament we've talked about this for a while now, and we love poker, and we know a lot of girls love poker, and we thought, what a great thing to do at an event where, you know, there's a lot of partying going on, and, you know, there's a lot of women that are not so big into the party scene, but want to be a part of these weekend events. And so we thought it might be nice to have something, an alternative for them where they can still go and get their drink on and have a good time, but not necessarily be in the, you know, loud, something light atmosphere. And so this tournament is going to benefit NCLR, which is the National Center for Lesbian Rights. And we're going to raise money for them, and there's prizes for everyone that enters. There's 100 seats available, and it's going to be tournament-style Texas Hold'em. And we are getting 8 more women who you know and love in our community to come and be a part of it to play.
Awesome. And can you give us a little sneak peek on who these celebrities or women are that are coming?
They're unconfirmed at this point. I just got the hairy eyeball from my lady. I can't say anything just yet, but they will be announced this week. Suzanne Westenhofer is confirmed.
Can you say hairy eyeballs? I don't think I've heard that term before. Does that mean like a glare?
Yeah, that means the glare. You haven't heard the hairy eyeball?
No, I'm going to use that now in my day-to-day vocabulary. That's really interesting.
Yeah, when someone cutes you a look, that they're giving you the hairy eyeball.
Okay, see, that move I expect to be in the dance for our rap song. I want the hairy eyeballs. That's a request.
You can take it. Use it.
Yay! Hairy eyeballs and more coming up on Joy 94.9 with Her Society as we chat to Kathy DeBono. Society with Ginny and Natalie. Kathy DeBono is on the line right now. And as I was saying to Jill before, I know you hate the term lesbian, but you are one of our favourites. And it seems you've been up to quite a bit lately.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we have to stop now. It's going around the world. I know you just covered that pretty thoroughly with Jill. We're excited about that. We're happy that people are coming out and they want to see season 2, and we're happy we're getting a lot of requests for season 3. So I think after the turn of the new year, we're going to start looking into how to make season 3 happen.
Wonderful. And with season, obviously you're pretty busy with We Have to Stop Now and touring all the circuits, but you've lined up a few things online that you're going to hit us with over the next few months.
Yeah, a long time ago, it was like an online video blog where I just took letters from listeners and, you know, putting on my psychotherapist hat and gave advice and had guests on the show. And it was a fun video blog. But I've not stopped getting letters from around the world who just wanted advice and who wanted to talk and who wanted to process. And I never sort of let go of the idea that I wanted to do that. I wanted to make myself more available to more people. So I've launched a website called Kathy Is In. it's kathyisin.com, and you can go there and set an appointment to get to your end the session with if you want to talk about things that you're thirsty from, or about, rather. And a radio show by the same name that's going to launch on Tuesday, September 13th. And that's going to be on several apps. It's on a CBS affiliate on West Coast on regular radio, and it's also live on the net on transformationtalkradio.com as well as latalkradio.com.
So Kathy is in. It's also a website called kathyisin.com, and you can go in, make an appointment with yourself, and you can just chat about anything.
That's right. Yeah.
What a clever idea.
Yeah, well, I am a therapist, and I do see clients in L.A., but there are so many folks that I've connected with around the world. You know, the internet has just shrunk the world and has put us in contact with people all over the place. And there are so many folks all over the world that write me letters that I would love to be able to spend time with, but I just couldn't find the time to do it on my downtime. So I thought, how can I work this in and make it part of the work that I do as my job? And I'm really excited about it.
Wonderful. So this is actually going to be transformed into a radio show as well. And it's going to be the same premise. People can call in and ask you any questions on air.
That's right. Yeah. It'll be every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And it's on latalkradio.com as well as transformationtalkradio.com. And out of some regular radio affiliates as well, a CBS affiliate on the East Coast.
Great. So 12 p.m. PST time is 8 a.m., so we'll have to put that on our website, Kathy.
That's the coffee hour. That's the coffee hour where I don't even know how to speak yet, 8 a.m.
Yes, it's pretty much the case for us, too, on the other side of the world. It is a coffee hour.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on podcast as well on the site and on iTunes. So if you can't catch it live, you can catch it later if you want to.
Now, Kathy, have you hosted a radio show before? How are you feeling about doing that?
I'm excited to do it. I mean, I love coming on and talking with you and
shucks.
You know, doing interviews on the radio. And you know what? We do the video blogs that we do live, I think, maybe quite similar to what it's like to experience doing a radio show, only without having to be on camera, which means I can, you know, go to work with no makeup on and
absolutely. I know the feeling.
I kind of like that part of it.
Absolutely. Actually, when you do breakfast radio like we did, you can rock up in your pajamas. No one knows. No one knows. Not that we ever did that.
Exactly.
Wonderful, Kathy. And so Kathy is in. That's going to start on LA Talk Radio on September 13th, 12 p.m. PST time, which is 8 a.m. AEST time. So that'll be very exciting. And Kathy, what else have you got coming up?
Lately, I've just been really getting ready for the radio show and doing We Have to Stop Now stuff. So it's busy around here.
Just a tip as a fellow radio host, Kathy, don't drink coffee before you go on air.
No, you don't want to get shot out of the cannon and talk to them?
No, our radio tutors always said don't drink any milk solids before you go on air because it coats your throat and you can't project your voice.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, it's actually that advice is not very good advice because you have a microphone, so you don't need to project your voice.
Right. I mean, it's not theater radio; it's radio.
Exactly.
But that's good voice advice anyway. You don't want to be having a gross throat while you're trying to talk.
Exactly. That's the one thing you can't hide on radio, your voice. Kathy, going back to Kathy is In and the premise of where that was built on, which was What's Your Problem, which is a really cool little video cast that you had a couple of years back. I remember when we first interviewed you, you were telling us about some touching stories you received from all around the world, and you received, you know, emails and letters from girls in Iran and all these different countries. Are you still getting that kind of response?
Yeah, well, not many people know about it yet. It's brand new. It's got a Facebook page. There's a Twitter for Kathy is In. And so the letters still come, and people find me on Facebook, and they write letters, and people are still discovering What's Your Problem all the time because I have it up on YouTube. So people are stumbling upon it and coming across it. And I will get letters, not at the same rate that I was getting them when What's Your Problem was up and running, but I still get them every week. There are several letters that will come in.
I understand, too, like you being from America, which is relatively gay-friendly, and I suppose, you know, being in L.A., which is got quite a big gay population there. And us being in Australia, we kind of forget that there are other parts of the world that aren't as evolved with us. So is it a bit shocking for you to hear some of the stories that you do get?
I guess at first, I was a little surprised at the kind of language that I would hear when it is, you know, people don't like to say they're lesbian. They don't want to call themselves a lesbian. They think the word is ugly. They, you know, all the dogma that's become attached to it. Even lesbians out there in the world don't want to use the word. And I find that a toxic thing for someone to be carrying around with themselves. But that's who they are, and that's how they identify. You know, it's important to look at the word lesbian and understand where all the dogma came from and to take the power back from it.
Very interesting conversation there with Katha De Bono. Of course, the full podcast with Katha De Bono and Jill Bennett will be up on hersocietyonline.com.au. CB, you and I don't shy away from calling each other lesbians.
No, I used to be really funny with that word.
Yeah?
But now I'm kind of getting okay with it. I don't know, it's kind of like one of those things where you grow up, you're like, oh, maybe I am gay. And, you know, the L word's a bit scary, but, you know, now I'm getting used to it.
See, if it was a nice French word, I think people would use it more often.
Well, anything French, no. Good.
Exactly. It's like, I'm a proud, out and proud chocolate. See, that, to me, I think is more pride-worthy.
Yeah.
Not pride-worthy, I shouldn't say that. More easy to say on the tip of the tongue, should we say.
It is, but we can just say everything in French, like, lesbienne. It sounds like, ooh, really, you are?
Speaking of L-word, Zebu, we're about to be abducted by the real L-word character who's going to be hitting our Australian shores next month.
Yes, she's causing a little bit of a stir, and I'll tell you about this stir. We've, it's at the next Lick 9 in October, which falls on Halloween, which is Monday the 31st, which is also Melbourne Cup Eve. She's going to be specially coming all the way from LA to attend all three Lick parties throughout Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane.
Wow. And Joy 94.9 is a proud media partner of this event. So this particular person, who is she?
She is Whitney Mixer from The Real L Word.
Woohoo! Yeah. Now, we spoke about The Real L Word a few weeks ago, and you and I have very, very interesting opinions on Whitney, so I would love to talk to her.
We will definitely have the chance to talk to Whitney Mixer coming up, and we've also we released VIP tickets about 15 minutes ago, and they sold out in 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My phone is in meltdown saying, oh, my God, tell me I didn't miss out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, there you go. They're hot tickets. But are we going to be giving away tickets on Her Society?
You know what? We definitely are. We're going to give away two tickets, two VIP meet and greet tickets, not just normal tickets. Yep, these are meet and greet tickets. So you get to walk into the VIP room where she will hang out all night and, you know, take photos with her. You can get stuff signed with her. And kind of just chill with her, really, the way that she does at the Abbey or at Here Bar in L.A. on the show.
Well, fantastic. So stay tuned to Her Society next week. We'll be giving away two tickets, which you cannot buy or cannot ascertain unless you... What can you do, Cebu? I don't know.
Oh, look, take me out for a dinner, buy me hot chocolates. But you know what? I probably still can't give you tickets because they're sold out.
So two tickets we'll be giving away next week on Her Society. Stay tuned to all of our podcasts on hersocietyonline.com.au. We will catch you next week from 9 p.m.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.